This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi. Today, I think you're going to enjoy the next 2 hours. My first guest is a friend of mine for many, many years, like family. Tony Orlando is going to spend some time with us this first hour. And with Halloween coming up next weekend, we thought we'd bring on Eddie Munster from the Munsters, Butch Patrick. Next hour, Melissa Rivers will be here. Of course, she's the daughter of the great Joan Rivers. She has a terrific career in her own right as a producer, director, and has a podcast also. From Fox News with a brand new book will be Maria Bartiromo. And then from Superstore, premiering a new season coming up October 29th, Lauren Ash. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we'll be talking to Dr. Kathy Miller. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today. After a quick pause, my first guest this first hour is Tony Orlando.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. Who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I'm coming home, I've done my time. Now I've got to know what is and isn't mine. If you receive my letter telling you I'd soon be free, then you'll know just what to do if you still want me. We'll tie yellow ribbons around the old.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today. And I will tell you, as all of you know, that song needs no introduction. It belongs to one of my closest friends ever, the most generous guy you'll ever find in this business. And he's joining us right now. Finally, we're able to nail him down after touring so much during a very serious time. Joining us is my pal, Tony Orlando. Tony, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Great to talk to you as always, Ron. You know what? You're always a bright light through tough times.
Well, I appreciate
it. And as we go through this period, and as we're doing this show, we're talking amongst the time when we're having the coronavirus just taking hold of this country in a terrible way. But you're always a bright light. When I speak to you, whether it be on the phone at night at my home, we tell stories together and we have a good time. And I just want the people to know out there that you are really one of the most genuine people. You have a lot of compliments for everybody else, but it's time somebody compliments you because you have a great listening audience and not only one of the most nicest men and persons I've known, but boy, are you talented. The only thing that really gets me angry with you after all this years of friendship is that you sing better than me. That's really annoying.
Well, you know, Tony, I guess that's it. That's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank Tony for joining us.
You are a great singer. You're unbelievable. Could have had a scene career, a Satya radio career.
Well, by the time I got into singing, you were already gone as the boss of the record company, you know, and you were, for a long time, the main man with research and development for record companies, and then when you weren't there, I figured I had no chance left, you know. what am I going to do, you know?
Can I make a suggestion?
Oh, absolutely. You know I take every one of your suggestions.
You know that little studio in your house?
Yes.
Why don't you go in and do a theme song and start your show with you singing?
Well, you know, that's a good idea. I never thought of that before. See, and you haven't seen. I was hoping that you would be down here next month, but, of course, with everything going on, the show was postponed like the whole world has been postponed. But, see, you got to come in and see my new studio. It's a separate building now behind my home. I got pictures of you everywhere, and, you know, I got drum set, I got pianos, I've got everything. I mean, this thing is like a nightclub. You know, you come in, we sing a few songs, do a few shows, we put it on Facebook, you're a star, and I get a chance to be with you.
That's great. I love that. You're going to change that studio.
Oh, yeah. I moved into a new building in the backyard, and it's fantastic. I mean, I'm going to send you pictures of this, okay, because I know it's going to be a couple of weeks before you get down here, so I'm going to do that. You know, you talk about me being a light. Let me tell you, last night, Tony and I spent 2 hours on the telephone. Tony said, we've talked so long, what are we going to talk about on your show? Believe me, that's not a problem when it comes to M&I, all right? We could have the Ben-Hur version on radio the way we go at it. But,
well, you know why? We've had such unbelievable experiences, and we love our business so much. We love show business. And we've had the opportunity, you and I, to work with our heroes, to work with the people we loved and admired, and then they became friends, you know. And when we share stories, I say this to the listeners, it's like our own little radio show experiences, and we enjoy it. And last night was a great 2 hours, you're right.
Oh, it was. And, you know, you talk about admiring people from afar and then becoming friends. You're like that to me, Tony, and you know that. I've told you that 1,000 times before. You know, I never knew when that song came out and I played the hell out of it that I was going to be, you know, best friends with Tony Orlando. But, you know, I go back to some of our experiences. I remember you were down here one time promoting your book. You were staying at the Hard Rock, and we did a show live, a radio show, in the lobby, if you remember that. And
I do remember that.
I go up to your room, and you've got this suit and tie, and you look like you're just ready to go in to speak to Congress. I come in, I look like Gabby Hayes, and I said, Tony, you got a tie. I should have wore a tie. No, don't worry about it, Ron. Oh, I should have wore a tie. No, look, if it makes you feel any better, I'll take this doggone tie off. And you took the tie off and threw it on the bed. To me, that's hilarious, you know, and we've had some experiences throughout the years that are pretty doggone funny. But I will tell you one thing, ladies and gentlemen. This is the only guy that I know in the singing business that would bring somebody up on stage and let them sing during their show. He's done that to me on several occasions. No singer does that because, you know, their show is their show and only, not Tony. You know, he shared it with me several times.
Well, you know, I learned that from a pretty great performer, Terry Cole, who plays Steve Wichman. He sings. And,
yeah, he's great.
And his brother Tracy, and then my drummer Tim Pope and my brother, we all take a chance, and I'll tell you where I learned that. And it's funny how people react to it. That you think they would say, oh, what's the matter? You're taking a rest. No, you know, they say, hey, man, that's really great the way you showcase it. You're not afraid to show the, you know, the people in your band, let them sing.
Right.
And I learned that from Sammy Davis, because Sammy used to say to me, Tony, the stage is not a place for our ego. Our job on that stage is to entertain people with everything we got. And he made this reference. He said, remember the 1927 Yankees? I said, Sammy, I wasn't born in 1927. he'd say, no, seriously, the 1927 Yankees, according to baseball historians, is the greatest baseball team ever. Why? Because they had Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth on their team. He said, but do you think they won all those games and those World Series with just two guys?
Right.
No. There was a bench of 25 guys on that bench. Mm-hmm. And he said, the most important thing for you to do is to use your bench. If your drummer or your pianist or your harp player or your string player, whoever's in your orchestra, if they can do something that entertains that, bring them up to the plate and let them swing the bat.
Yep, you're right.
Because the most important thing is that those people get entertained. And I never forgot that. And he said, and always pay tribute to your bench. And he would make his orchestra stand up and take a bow.
Right.
And I never forgot that. Because the truth is, when you came up on that stage, you weren't just entertaining me. You weren't entertaining yourself like in a mirror. You were entertaining that audience. I gave that audience a gift when I asked you to come up to sing. You weren't doing me the favor. You were doing them the favor. So really and truly, you added a lot to that day, to that moment. And I'm not just saying that because we're friends,
right. But
people don't know how good you are because you've always made your fame and your great career in radio. And people don't know that you really could have been Bobby Darin, that you could have been that guy. I mean, you are that good. And sometimes I always used to shake my head and say, how life takes us down a different road all the time. You know, Sedgie really is a giant in the radio business, but he could have been a great, wonderful singer.
I don't know what to say. I don't take these compliments well, but from you, I just treasure them. But I remember one time you called me. You had an opportunity.
No, but these aren't compliments. These are revelations, because people don't know that about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you were a singer and they knew that about you, and I said these things, that would be a compliment. But people listen to your show. They don't know that you do that, sing that well.
And you mentioned Bobby Darin. I still love, in fact, I do it in my show now on stage, your version of Dream Lover. I thought that nobody could do a better version of Dream Lover than the great Bobby Darin, whose band you inherited when he passed away. But your version of Dream Lover, I know you don't think much of it, but I think it's sensational.
Well, I was 16 years old when I cut that record, and Bobby was in the studio, and Don Kirshner was the producer, and Carole King was the background singer and the arranger to that particular version you're talking about. Those days, you didn't do any overdubbing. You know, in other words, you sang live.
Right.
In the early 60s, it was a four-track studio.
Right.
All live in the studio. And so I was so nervous because Bobby was in the booth, and here I am singing his hit song. And I start singing it, and I come to the end, and if you listen to the end, I forgot the words to the song. And I was so embarrassed that I started to cry.
Really?
And Bobby came out and said, what's the matter? I said, I'm embarrassed. I screwed up the lyric. I just am so embarrassed. I was 16 years old. He said, Tony, when you have a great performance, even the wow, has to stay. Because it made me feel good. So the fact that you and Bobby like it, I'm happy.
We're going to pause for just a second. My pal, Tony Orlando's here. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Oh, my darling, not three times on the ceiling if you want me. If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show.
Another hit by our guest right now. Tony Orlando, we've been friends for a long time. He mentioned it last night. We're like family, really. I love his wife and his children. We haven't talked on the air since you had a little bit of a health issue. And I am so glad that you are back. And I hope you don't mind me mentioning that. But you had all of us pretty doggone scared there for a second.
Well, I'll tell you, on my neck, we have these arteries on both left and right side of my neck. If they get clogged, you could have a stroke.
Right.
I didn't feel sick. I didn't feel anything. Went to go get some new glasses. While I'm getting the new glasses, you know how they take the picture behind your eye and all that, the eyeball. And she says to me, Tony, do you see this very thin vein next to your eyeball right here? It's straight. I go, yeah. She goes, do you see this wiggly and it's not straight? I goes, yeah. She goes, well, that could mean a carotid artery.
At the eye doctor?
The eye doctor. I said, really? You could tell that? She goes, I would go get that checked. My doctor, cardiologist, is across the street from her.
Wow.
Here in Branson.
Yeah.
So I go across the street, and I go into my cardiologist, and he gives me the test on my neck. They look on my neck. They look on the screen. He says to me, Tony, you're okay on your right side, but on your left side, you're 90% blocked. He said, I would have that taken care of because you could have a stroke.
Sure.
So I go in, and like you said, I had this surgery. I didn't know that the surgery was a real-deal surgery.
Sure.
I mean, you know, it was a real-deal thing where they kind of bypass the artery to make to keep the blood going to your brain while they clean out the artery that's all ducked up. Ducked up with a G.
Yeah.
And so.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah. And so what happened, it turned out to be all clean and nice from an eye exam.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that crazy?
That is unbelievable.
So I went to an eye doctor and ended up in surgery for my neck. So, and I was amazed because that young lady saved me from a horrific stroke.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I went to the eyes, ears, and nose doctor the other day, and they said I had hemorrhoids. That's how scary. That's how
scary.
That's how scary. Tony, I am so anxious to talk to you about this. You got to tell all the folks about the Broadway show that you have been working on. It was going to debut this fall, but because of everything happening, it's been delayed a little bit.
But I started writing this show 2.5 years ago. I met a friend of mine, and we were doing, he had me doing a wonderful benefit for him. It was a great event. And after the event was over, he said, Tony, musical. And I said, Bob, I love you. I said, but I don't, you know, everybody and their brother and sister is doing a musical on their lives. I don't want to do that. He goes, no, you don't understand. I know your life. I know your relationship with your sister who had cerebral palsy.
Right.
And she was the piston to your engine.
Right.
And I know when you were Clive Davis and represented people like James Taylor and his son Barry Manilow to his first career and produced his first records ever. And I know that you were working with Carole King and Jerry Goffin and Barry Mann and Cynthia Wilde, the great songwriters of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when you were 16. And I know that you worked with Bob Hope and raised a lot of money for veterans ever since then. And I know what meant to people during Desert Storm and Vietnam. And I know what your relationship was with Freddie Prinze.
Yeah.
And how you and him was like brothers, and you lost him to a very young, passing away, young, brilliant young man. That was like my young brother.
Sure it was.
And I know the wonderful relationship you had with Thelma and Joyce, the first multiracial group to ever have a primetime television show in the history of television before or since. That never happened. He said, and I know what it was like for you to have that breakdown. They come back and star on Broadway in Barnum. And I know that that dream started on your rooftop at 221 West 21st Street in Manhattan. I know that's where the dream began.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard him say all of this. I thought, that is that how it happened to me? I said, maybe there is something. I said, I'll tell you what, Bob, I'll go home and I'll start to write a synopsis. And if it feels good, and I'll write a couple of songs. Well, I ended up writing 15 songs in a complete book.
Oh.
Susan Mineo, my manager,
yeah,
and brought it back to him. And everybody who's heard it and read it loves it. And so now we are collecting the people, the strong producers, musical directors. I wrote the songs with Michael Amardian, who's won, I don't even know how many Grammys, maybe 10 or 15 Grammys for his work. He did the Christopher Cross album that had that song Sailing in it.
Sailing, yeah.
Donna Summer's hits, and Rod Stewart, and the list goes on. He even arranged Quincy Jones's album to show you how brilliant he is, and won an Academy Award nomination for the theme from Arthur, you know?
Yeah, good, great.
So we got together in Nashville, and we wrote, my brother David and I wrote most of the songs together, and then Michael and I wrote about 6 songs together. So all in total, it came down to 26 songs, 15 of them original, and the others, the hits that we have with Thelma and Joyce, The Dawn Days. So everything from my first time seeing Singing in the Rain when I was 10 years old, and that was the day I got the idea I wanted to be in show business, all the way to the breakdown, and then the comeback on Broadway is where this show takes place. And I got to be honest with you, I stepped back, and this is the first time I've ever done something where I said, you know, I'm really proud of this. The songs are that great. The show is that strong. It will relate to everybody. It's called Rooftop Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we'll be on Broadway soon.
I have a goal in my professional life and personal life, and that is to be there at opening night. I really do, Tony. I told you that a couple of years ago.
Oh, if you weren't there opening night, it wouldn't feel like an opening night.
That is such a great story. I know that story. And the name of it, Rooftop Dreams. We're going to pause for a second. Tony Orlando is my guest. He's going to stick around for another segment of Ron Sedgie Today.
We'll see heads in it by the sea by the sweet gypsy rose. Here's a picture when she was my sweet Mary Jo. Now she's got rings on her fingers and
are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
She's a yes. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she'll vote to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court Monday when the nomination comes to the Senate floor. The Alaska Republican had previously said she didn't believe the Senate should take up a Supreme Court nomination so close to the election. Murkowski's announcement all but guarantees that Judge Barrett will be confirmed with a party-line vote, something that doesn't bother Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. He tells Fox News that Republicans have few problems voting for a nominee from the other party.
I think Democrats feel a little more comfortable being very, very partisan about it as opposed to Republicans, because Sotomayor and Kagan got a lot of Republican votes when we had a Democrat president, and even some of those times we had a Democrat Senate.
This is USA Radio News.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And we are back with more with my friend Tony Orlando with Ron Sedgy today. And Tony, when we were talking yesterday, just on the phone, you mentioned how many presidents you have played for. Tell everybody.
Eight. And it's been an unbelievable thing when you think I never went to high school. I left grammar school, mm-hmm. So I was in the eighth grade, and I had my first set record when I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
And to think that this business has allowed me to taste the foods of 27 different countries and to meet my idols in baseball. I love baseball.
I know you do.
And then to work for 8 presidents at the White House. Mm-hmm. When I look back on it, it's amazing that I was able to work for these incredible men,
yeah,
but also became friends with many of them. I was very, very close to George Bush, Papa.
Yeah.
Very, very close to the Ford family. I slept at the White House. I actually was part of their family. They made me part of their family, the Fords did. Ronald Reagan was a wonderful man to meet. And then I got a chance to Bill Clinton. I did some shows for him. And, of course, with our current president, I've known him over 40 years, Donald
sure,
Trump.
Sure.
Of course, Donald had the casinos in his early life in Atlantic City. And I had a chance to work for all of his venues. And so I've been very fortunate to be able to meet some of the great men.
And to think 8 presidents, and I'm not saying that Tony is aging by no means, even though one of those presidents was Woodrow Wilson. I don't want anybody to...
Actually, my first show was with Abraham Lincoln. I'm 2 years younger than Paul McCartney. When you're 2 years younger than a Beatle, you never get old.
You never get... By comparison, you'll never grow old. Well, you were at the Ford's Theater. Was that your show that you were doing there?
That was me. I was the opening act.
Maybe it's too soon. Okay, Carson News today is too soon.
Do you ever think you see a day, Ron, when the streets of Broadway were closed?
Unbelievable.
When the Las Vegas Strip, not a car
no.
on the street. When you look at streets of London, not a car or person walking on the street.
It looks like a movie.
Chicago, it's something, yeah, it's like a movie. Well, that couldn't happen. That's like the movie, the end of the world kind of a movie. And, you know, it's amazing the resiliency and the heart of the people of this country. To watch people stay in their homes, adhere to a house arrest, more or less, and sit in their house and cooperate. Most of America, there's some people out there, jerks, walking around trying to play basketball, not realizing that they're trading people's lives. And to see the way this country's come together, to see these doctors and nurses on the front lines of this pandemic, fearlessly fighting it for all of us. We are living in extraordinary times. And this is a time that we're in the middle of right now. And I don't know how or when this will end. But I don't think I've ever been more proud to be an American than I am right now. Honestly, Ronnie, this makes everything you and I have experienced in our lifetime seem unimportant. We've seen some tough times with the Vietnam War, to lose 50,000 plus young men and women, and then everything that's happened after that. But this has taken the collective family of every single household in America and put them in the eye of a storm.
There's no place to go. I mean, as we discussed, you can't go anywhere in the world. That's the scary part. You know, in Orlando, where I live, if you hear about a tornado or a hurricane, you say, well, by Tuesday, it'll be over. This doggone thing, you don't know when it's going to be over, and it's scary. I asked my wife last night, I said, are you nervous about this? Because we're in a kind of surroundings that don't make it feel like there's anything bad going on. And she said, yeah, I'm nervous about it. You got children, grandchildren. You have children. You have family. My gosh, this is scary stuff. And it is nice to see that the people are coming together, which proves one thing, that when there is a event that attracts all of us and we're all involved, politics should not be an issue. Get behind the man who's leading the country. Hope to God he knows what he's doing. And I think in this case, that is certainly the case. And just band together. We are all right now. You have entertained thousands of troops and pay so much homage to the veterans. We are all right now troops. We're troops.
We are.
Yeah, we're troops.
Yes, that's right. That's right. So well said. That is so well said. And you know what the great thing about this country is? We will come up with a vaccine.
Right.
And we will come up with a way of fighting this. That will happen. That will happen. Like it did with polio, like it did with Ebola,
right.
Like it did with HIV. We have the most brilliant scientists in the world coming together in a full force, like a tsunami of geniuses working together. And that will happen. What worries me a little bit is what happens afterwards,
right.
And where the economy takes us. Because, you know, I knew people who lived during the Great Depression. They used to say, say to me, you don't know what it's like. That worries me as much as the actual problem that we're facing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the president's right that we have to cure this and get back to work, because it would be a devastating thing to our country. And then we're vulnerable to those countries out there that want to take care of, you know, do us in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we talked about that.
And so these are tough times. But I didn't want to get down this this kind of a, like a heavy conversation with you. But we love our country, you and I, and everybody that listens to this show, I'm sure does too. But, you know, we've worked hard, you and I, for our veterans for many years.
Yes.
Ronnie, you've been right there on the front lines raising money for veterans.
Yep.
I've been doing it since 1973.
I know.
And to be honest with you, I love this country, and we are blessed to have been born here. And we ought to continue to fight in every way we can, wear our mask, stay home. My daughter has made me wash my hands, but my hands are beginning to fall off my arms. She makes me reorder something in the other day, because they say you can order it, so we ordered pizza. Uh-huh. She wiped down the box.
Oh, sure.
The pizza outside the box.
Yeah.
And then took the pizza out with her gloves. I mean, she's a doll. Jenny, my daughter Jenny, is taking care of me and Freddie.
Jenny's gorgeous girl. A gorgeous girl. Absolutely stunning girl. You know, my son does the same thing. He wipes the pizza box down and everything else.
Your son and my daughter, they talk to each other on Facebook and everything.
Well, we've always said you and I might be in-laws one of these days. That would be kind of cool. I keep on encouraging him, you know. So what are you waiting for? The girl's gorgeous. You know what I'm saying?
He's a wonderful young man. They're friends.
I know they are.
And they're also friends with Joey Fatone.
Oh, yeah, Joey. Yeah, Joey's here all the time. It's funny, because the last time you and I had dinner together, I didn't even get to the car, and my son said, so you had dinner tonight with Tony and Franny? And I said, how'd you know? He said, I just talked to Jenny Rose. She emailed him as soon as we left the restaurant.
Right.
Well, Tony, I got to tell you something. This has been one of my highlights of the year.
Well, you know what was really upsetting, too, was that they canceled the Disney show. I was supposed to come to Orlando to dinner, and that's always a joy, because my band brings their kids and their wives, and we have, being at Disney is a joy, as you know, and
yeah,
we live there. And then it's all culminated by dinner with you and Claudia.
Right.
And we were looking so forward to it. I'm glad we made this contact on your radio show. And I want you to know that during these tough times, I love you dearly with all my heart. You're one of my best friends in the world. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, Tony, I want to tell you, and I mean this sincerely, okay? You and I have met a lot of people, but I want to tell you something. I am proud to call you a friend, but I'm even prouder that you consider me one. Believe me when I tell you that.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Tony Orlando has been our very special guest. Check out his website, because he's going to be back on the road again, and you'll hear him here again, too, because I'm going to take the opportunity this year to grab him any time I can when he has a few seconds.
I got one wish, one more wish.
Oh, okay, great.
You said that one day you would get me in the studio and we would do a radio show together.
Yes.
That's a dream.
You know what? We talked about that like 15 years ago.
The show is a big hit, Rooftop Dreams.
Yeah.
I'm coming down there into that studio, and we can do a show.
Well, we're going to do that. I wish you would move here, because I know the name of the show already.
What's the name of the show?
Orlando in Orlando with Ron.
I love it. Orlando in the morning.
Orlando. Nothing's quite as pretty as Orlando in the morning.
I love it.
Tony, thank you, my friend. Love you, pal.
Thank you. I love you too, Ronnie. Thank you.
Tony Orlando, and there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
And I don't see a river around the old, old tree. I'll stay on the bus, forget about us, put the blame on me.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Hi,
time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Such familiar music, great television show, of course, The Munsters. And joining us right now to talk about a very special holiday treat is my friend Butch Patrick. Hi, Butch, how are you?
I'm fine, Ron, and how about yourself?
I am doing great. Really am excited that you're here because you were in our studios many, many years ago. It might have been as long as 12 years ago or so because I remember having a great picture with you behind the console, and we need to get together more often. I mean, these every 12-year things doesn't work.
Absolutely, and I love Florida, so I'll have to get down there real soon.
Well, I heard our producer say that you need to come down and see Halloween Horror Nights because, of course, Universal invented the monsters, so you got to come down and see it, and you would be a huge hit here, believe me.
They were the monster studio in the 40s and 50s, no doubt.
Yeah, and when they do things in the park for this Halloween Horror Nights, it is pretty scary.
Yeah.
But you have lived this 49 years since the first episode?
Yeah, someone the other day told me that. I went, oh my goodness, it was September 24th they first aired.
Unbelievable. And you are, of course, among the top 50 greatest kid stars in VH1's history of great children in the entertainment business. But You got this kind of in a unique way. First of all, you had a ball, from what I understand. I remember you telling me just being on lot. I mean, it was like a fun time from morning to night.
Oh, absolutely. You know, kids my age, you know, what do? You go exploring, whether you're at home or, you know, building sites or whatever. And here I had the entire studio at my beck and call whenever I wasn't working. And, of course, being in makeup, I could walk on sound stages and not make any noise and not be noticed because they knew that I was a professional. So they didn't shoo me off.
How tough was it to be that young and be that well-known? Because that show was so big. Still is today. I mean, it's still in reruns today. At that time, did you have a problem, like, just getting involved with friends because, you know, you were a television star?
Yeah, well, going back to junior high school was a little tough, but the good thing was taking off the makeup, you know, you would leave the studio gates as Butch Patrick, and you would come on the studio gates as Butch Patrick. While you were there, you were Eddie Munster in makeup. So I, you know, basically never got typecast too bad because I was, you know, living, you know, a character that nobody recognized outside of the makeup.
Mm-hmm. Well, I never thought of that. You said high school. I would imagine that there were some jerks somewhere along the line that just wouldn't let you forget the role.
Yeah, kids, you know, yeah, that's just part of growing up and adolescence and stuff. But at the same time, you know, it didn't get to me for the first few weeks, and they gave up pretty quickly after that.
Now, you also had a musical group. I remember this, Eddie and the Monsters, a group that got some recognition on MTV. In fact, had a novelty song, Whatever Happened to Eddie?
Whatever Happened to Eddie, I wrote the lyrics to the Munsters theme in 83 when MTV first was coming on the air. We produced an independent low-budget video that was the first unsigned act ever to be on MTV. We're very proud of that. And from that idea, you know, some people started sending in tapes, and the basement tapes, as I understand it, was created from the idea that there's a lot of good talent out there that doesn't have a record deal at the moment.
That's a good idea today.
Yeah, it still is, you bet.
I didn't realize that the Munsters were also from the producers of Leave It to Beaver.
And Amos and Andy before Leave It to Beaver.
Really? I loved Amos and Andy. Now, I don't remember them on radio, but I do, of course, remember on television. And somewhere along the line, politics got involved, and they took them off the air. But that was a great, great show with outstanding lines. And I don't know why that won't come back, other than the fact that I know that there are a lot of groups out there that protested.
Sure.
But that was a terrific show.
Yeah, Conley and Mosier, Joe and Bob, they produced very good shows, very political savvy stuff, very social commentary of sorts in a good way.
If we could see it today, I think some people would agree that it's still a terrific show. Let's talk about this marathon. It's going to be happening on Halloween itself on the Hallmark Channel. That's pretty cool.
The Hallmark Channel is great. In fact, it's funny because TV Land has sort of gone a different direction with where they started, and it seems like the Hallmark Channel has really picked up the ball and put a lot of good quality shows, you know, on and on their programming docket, which I really appreciate. And on Halloween Day, starting at 8 a.m. Eastern and Pacific time, they'll have a 10-hour marathon, which means there should be 20 episodes airing, which will be great.
That's outstanding. And you're right about the Hallmark Channel. We have interviewed a lot of people from that cable channel, and I have to admit, like you said, they have great programming. They have terrific shows that are first-time run, which are shows that could be seen in the big screen, and with big names. They do a good job.
They really do. I'm very proud to be part of it.
Yeah, there's no question about it. You worked with two major celebrities, Fred Gwynne and Yvonne DiCarlo.
Yes.
And you have made the comment that these people were just great people to be around.
They really were. It was a very interesting set because you had a lot of special effects and the makeup ideas and the angles right there were a novelty in themselves. Yvonne DiCarlo was coming, you know, over. She was a major movie star.
Sure.
She was one of the first people to actually transfer, you know, from movies to television. And she did a great job. Fred Gwynne and Al Lewis were wonderful New York actors and comedy actors who had a sort of a routine going themselves in itself on the show. Working with both of them, they took me in to leave, like I said, Leave It to Beaver producers. The crew had been together for 7 years, so it was a very kid-friendly set. And Fred and Al and Yvonne were very good with kids as well. So, you know, really, it worked out as good as could be expected and went far beyond anybody's, you know, expectations.
Were there ever any outtakes that were kept? I mean, I look at some of the old Gunsmoke shows where everybody's serious. You know, there's a lot of TV that has gone on to, like, when Dick Clark and Ed McMahon used to do the TV bloopers and blunders. And it would be cool to see these outtakes. Bob Hope had a ton of them. I know the Carol Burnett show. But did you ever save any from the Munsters?
Probably not, and here's why. They were shooting that on film. And at the time, film was really expensive to develop.
Sure.
So what they would do is if it wasn't what they wanted, they weren't going to keep it and develop it for future, you know, outtake situations because it wasn't cost effective.
Oh, I never thought of that before. I never, yeah, video's a different story. I never even gave that a thought. Yeah. Now, you completed your biography, right?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact. I wrote a book. It's been out. It's on Amazon. I did a little bit of a book tour. It's been well received. But the book business is kind of a tough business. It's interesting how some books you think will do well and some don't. But at the same time, it's available and people are buying it. And those who like it really enjoy it, you know, who have bought it.
Eddie Munster, a.k.a. Butch Patrick. I think it's a great name, featuring all the years that you spent in Hollywood. Now you're in Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Actually, right now I'm in Philadelphia, but I am spending some time in the Philly area, at least through Halloween, yes.
You got to be, like, totally in demand at this time of the year. I mean, you got to be like Elvis at this time of the year.
Yeah, I wish there were two or three of me sometimes, absolutely.
Have you done some recent acting stuff, Butch?
I've been working with some friends who've just got some interesting little vignettes going and some ideas for, like, Sundance Channel and this and that. Nothing major, just sort of staying in the loop with some buddies and doing an occasional cameo. But I'll keep you abreast if anything pops up.
Well, we would love to be kept abreast of that. And October 31st, Halloween, it'll be a 10-hour, 20-episode Halloween Day Marathon of the Munsters on the Hallmark Channel, starring Butch Patrick, a.k.a. Eddie Munster. Butch, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. This has been a real delight.
I'll see you down there.
Okay, look forward to it. Butch Patrick has been our guest from the Munsters.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Your health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, Tony Orlando, and also Butch Patrick. Of course, he played Eddie Munster on The Munsters. Halloween coming up next weekend. Boy, he's a busy cat during these days. Next hour, Melissa Rivers will be here, as we mentioned before. She, of course, is the daughter of Joan Rivers, but she is a talent and a success in her own right. From Fox News with a brand new book, Maria Bartiromo. From Superstore, premiering a new season October 29th, Lauren Ash. And we're going to be talking to Dr. Kathy Miller about Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi today.